Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administration is making a promise. If you're one of the approximately 1 million people who need to bring in documents to verify a real ID, you will be seen in 15 minutes if you have an appointment. WIPR's John Lee decided to put that promise to the test.
I get the email from the MVA. My license looks like a real ID. It has a star in the upper right corner. But when I got my license renewed a while back, they did not ask for the documentation the federal government now requires to go along with a real ID. So now I have to go back to the MVA to give them that stuff. Sounds painful, but they say if I get my act together, it won't be. So I click on the link in the email to figure out what documents I need and to schedule an appointment. I print out a document checklist from the MVA, and first up, I need something that proves this is me, like a passport or a certified birth certificate. Second, I need something that proves my social security number, like my original card or a W-2. So I open up my fireproof lockbox, the one my mother gave me. All right, so getting into my lockbox here and fishing out my social security card. There we go. And then this is my passport. Okay, good to go. Next, I dive into my files to find two things that prove where I live. I'm going to use my water bill from the city of Baltimore. The last one I got was in April, but that's another story. And I have my car's title. I try to get an appointment at an additional office the MVA opened in Parkville that deals with nothing but this real ID thing, but there isn't anything immediately available at a time that works for me, so instead I schedule it at my regular old MVA office. Okay, so I've made it to the MVA parking lot here on Reisterstown Road. Fairly full, few open spaces, but most of them taken. I have my documentation here with me, and so it's time to go in for my appointment and see how it goes.
Now serving I-15 at counter number 6.
Now let's face it, that voice at the MVA brings dread, and you figure you're in it for the long haul. But I'm able to skip the line because I made an appointment. Someone checks my documents, sends me to another room where said documents are entered into the system, and I'm out the door, and wait for it, 7 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Glad to hear it.
That's MVA Administrator Christine Neiser. But here's the deal. If you don't make an appointment, you're going to get stuck, and you need to make sure your documents are what they want. For instance, Neiser says some people are getting hung up when they use their birth certificate to prove age and identity. The catch is it has to be certified. Some try to use a document of birth from a hospital rather than an actual birth certificate from a health department, and that won't cut it.
They've used that their entire life. They think it's their birth certificate, but in actuality, it's not the official document.
The MVA has to get everyone squared away by October of next year. Neiser says that initial number of 1 million people, now down to fewer than 900,000. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WIPR.
The MVA says that if you've got an old blue and white driver's license or ID and the renewal date is after the October 2020 deadline, you don't have to get it renewed early, but if you plan on taking a domestic flight after October 2020, you'll have to have additional documentation, like your passport if you want to get on the plane. You'll also need extra documents to get into federal facilities after October of next year. You can find out more, including whether you have to make that second trip to the MVA, by going to the MVA's website and clicking on Real ID.